think I found a new side hustle.
To make money or just to do? To waste time?
No, to make money. The whole idea of a side hustle these days is that it's ka-ching. You know, you get the Benjamins, you get some cash. Mm-hmm. That's the whole idea. So are you aware of OnlyCams?
No, I can just imagine. What is this?
Okay, so OnlyCams is kind of like, how do I describe it? So you subscribe to a person and you follow that, you pay to follow that person, and it's like $10 a month, and then I guess you could you tip them and you could pay them extra for extra stuff. And it's usually for sex workers. It's all about like there's some fetish stuff in there. There's but it's all like sex stuff. So you get like couples and you get women doing stuff and you get like sex workers who are well known for something in particular. Mm-hmm. So you follow them on OnlyCams. And there's some celebrities that have joined, like Cardi B has one now and Bella Thorne has one that was really controversial because Bella Thorne was promising to get naked and then she just showed up in lingerie. So everybody demanded their money back.
Mm-hmm.
I found out today through my best friend is going to start his OnlyCam. So he's doing foot fetish.
Were he showing his feet?
Yeah, so he said that he's been watching foot fetish videos, so he understands like what the foot fetish people are looking for out of a video. And he said, you know, I'm going to have to not just show my feet, but like say some dirty stuff, which he's totally fine with. So he's been like practicing. He's been practicing what he's doing. And he said, you should do this. You should do some, you should get an OnlyCam account and just, you know, start doing it. I was like, well, like nobody wants to see me have sex. You know what I mean? It's most of these girls, I looked it up. Most of these girls are pretty hot. And they're a lot of them are on like Pornhub and Chatterbait. Like these are hot women that people want to watch have sex. Mm. He's like, no, I'm not saying have sex. Sit on cakes.
Sit on cakes?
Yeah. So there's a thing called splashing. It's a fetish where you just do videos of yourself either rubbing cake on your body or just sitting on cakes. I'm like, I can sit on cakes. Ugh. That's easy. Actually, I live across the street from a supermarket.
Where so I can you just, can have endless supply of cakes.
Endless supply of cakes. I don't even have to bake them. I can just go buy some like $5 cake and just, you know, maybe even like a sheet cake. Maybe even like a mistaken, wrong spelled birthday cake that somebody gave back because mm-hmm. they misspelled birthday or the person's name. Go get that cake and I can videotape myself sitting on it.
And call yourself like baby cakes.
Exactly.
Come up with a name.
Right. Baby cakes. And you follow me on OnlyCams, $10 a month. And then, you know, if you want, if it's your birthday, I can put your name on the cake and do something special for you.
Well, why can't you combine that with foot fetish and just stick your feet into cakes?
Because that's not a thing. You have to go where the fetish is.
But you don't. Didn't you start a whole new thing? You start a revolution. You're the Rosa Parks of OnlyCam, where you step out and you do something different.
And put my feet in cake.
Right. So it puts the two things together into one. It's cake and feet together.
Just like Rosa Parks. Uh-huh. Well, you know, it's kind of like you cannot create a fetish that doesn't exist. The problem
yes,
is
you can. Trust me.
No, but listen, I can't make money off of that. Like, that's not a business. That's not a good business model. I have to go with what people are looking for. They're looking for women to sit on cakes.
Okay, so let's figure this out. You're getting $10 a month per uh-huh. person, right? So OnlyCam is getting at least half that. So right. You're making $100 a month for 20 people, and you're spending $300 on cake.
Well, I mean, initially, I think that's how it would probably go. But eventually, I may get
build
like
your business.
Yeah, build my business. Get like 1,000 people a month at $10 each. I can make a lot of money mm-hmm. sitting on cake.
I don't like this idea at all.
Why?
I don't think there's any money to be made. I think you're going to spend way too much money and you're going to have cake everywhere.
You have no faith in me as a cake sitter is what you're telling
yes,
me.
Yes, I don't. I'm sorry. That's why I'm saying use your feet. That way people don't see from the ankle up. If people don't see from the ankle up, then you have a chance of making money.
No, I think I could do very well. You don't have to be naked. I can wear like lingerie and just sit on
you don't
cake
own
in
lingerie.
No, I think I have lingerie. Look, I can borrow lingerie from my mother. She has lingerie. So I can sit on cake
that's good,
in my
yes.
mother's
and
in
your
my
mom's
mother's
lingerie. Nah, I'm again. I'm going to go on record and say I'm against this, and it's not going to end up well.
Because you just said that, now I have to prove you wrong, and I have to sit
go
on more,
for it.
On prove more cake me, now.
Prove me wrong, please.
I have to sit on cupcakes too now.
Why not use just spaghetti? Why not just get lasagna?
That's a different fetish. That's not the fetish I'm interested in. You're I want to be a dessert. Splosher.
You can huh? get you just dessert.
Yeah, just cakes. Sploshing is only cake. So I have to go with, you know, look, I got to go where the money is. Money's in sploshing.
Can't you do pie? Can
no,
you do that's, jello?
That's a different woman.
Can you do pudding?
No, that's a whole different woman. These are like four different women you're talking about. There's a pie woman. There's a jello woman. I want to be the cake woman.
Why can't you just be the dessert woman and be called Little Debbie and you sit on all kinds of, you know, cupcakes and Twinkies and ho-hos?
Okay. Now you're thinking. Now okay. You're really helping out. Now I feel better about this.
Little Debbie. And she comes on and sits with her mom's lingerie and sits on ho-hos.
I mean, I've been doing it for free for years. I might as well get paid for it.
You're going to be rich. there'll be nobody watching that. Now, if a guy's wife catches him watching you sit on ho-hos, is that considered cheating?
No. Because obviously she won't sit on ho-hos for him.
And that's what he really wants.
Yeah, he really wants, you know, somebody's going to sit on a ho-ho. She won't do it, so.
Right.
She says to him, go watch Little Debbie.
Go watch Little Debbie tonight. She's sitting on ding-dongs. And you,
right.
And you can put that out there. You know, tonight at 7 o'clock, ding dong night.
Yeah, Twinkie Tuesday.